KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
It caught a lot of people by surprise earlier this spring when Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan initially included Iowa State on a list of schools that Jared Uthoff was not allowed to transfer to. Ryan has since relented, and Uthoff is still working to decide his next designation or destination. And when asked about the transfer restriction, Iowa coach Fred Hoiberg avoided specifically mentioning Uthoff, but he did note that there is a lot of available transfer talent.
You know, there's so many kids nowadays that are leaving programs. There's going to be over 400 Division I transfers this year. We had a lot of success with it. So, you know, that's something that we'll continue to look at in the future. And, you know, if we feel the person come in and help us and be a part of our program, we'll certainly look at doing that in the future.
Hoiberg says that if someone wanted to transfer away from his program, he would have a much smaller list of restricted schools.
Well, our restrictions right now, they've been in place for a long time. Before I got there, is in a conference, which I think most schools have that, and then people on your schedule.
Of the 12 players on Iowa State's roster next season, six of them have transferred in from other programs. In the NBA, experience paid off in the opener of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The San Antonio Spurs showed poise in rallying from 9 down to stun the upstart Oklahoma City Thunder 101-98 behind Manu Ginobili's 26 points. Tony Parker added 18 points and 8 rebounds. Tim Duncan chipped in 16 points and 11 boards. The Spurs won their 19th in a row to tie the NBA record for the longest winning streak kept alive in the playoffs. Kevin Durant led all scorers with 27 for the Thunder. Game number 2 will take place in San Antonio tomorrow night. Well, the Iowa game's biggest sport is facing its first registration deadline. Spokesman Corey Kennedy says the early registration deadline for youth soccer is tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 29th.
With our early registration deadline, teams in our team sports, you can save $20 on your registration fee. So I know in these times, I mean, $20 is $20. So we encourage teams and individuals to register early for the Iowa games, and that way it'll give you time to get all your information in that we need from you before the games actually happen.
Kennedy says hundreds of teams register each year for soccer.
Over the 25-year history, this year being the 26th year of the Iowa games, soccer has been the largest sport every year with our youth and our adults combined. Even with our youth soccer, it typically has around 3,500 total participants between athletes and coaches, and we typically get 200 teams every year in just the youth division.
Kennedy says registration can be completed online or through the mail.
We offer three different types of divisions. We have a rec division, an open division, and then a competitive division. And the only coaches will need their whole roster when they register. And then after the registration process, if they're a recreational team, they'll have to turn in their league roster just to prove that they are a rec team and they're not coached by, professional coaches or they've received professional training. So we split it up, and that's kind of what the Iowa Games is all about, offering opportunities for all levels of athletes from your rec all the way up to your competitive.
The soccer competition will be held July the 13th through the 15th in Ames. I'll have more sports after this.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In tennis, Roger Federer has tied Jimmy Connors' open-era record of 233 Grand Slam match wins beating Tobias Kamke of Germany 6-2, 7-5, 6-3 in the first round of the French Open today. Federer turned 30 last August and has gone more than 2 years without a major title. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic is scheduled to play his first match of the tournament later today. On the women's side today, top-ranked Victoria Azarenka survived the first round scare, beating Alberta Briatani of Italy 6-7, 6-4, 6-2. And Lauren Davis has her first Grand Slam victory. The 18-year-old from Boca Raton, Florida, knocked off 30th seed Mona Barthel of Germany 6-1, 6-1. Meanwhile, two-time Grand Slam finalist Vera Zhurmaneva of Russia withdrew shortly before her first round match today, citing an injured right shoulder. In golf, Zach Johnson from Iowa shot a 2-over par 72 in the final round of the PGA's Colonial, but finished play on top by one stroke over Jason Duffner. The last round was a tough one for Duffner, the leader, after three rounds, as he shot a 4-over 74. Johnson got the win despite a double bogey on the 18th hole. Duffner's 74 included two double bogeys, two bogeys, and three birdies. And Roger Chapman survived three bogeys over the last five holes to win the senior PGA Championship. Finally in sports, the new bats that high school baseball teams in Iowa are using this summer are drawing a lot of comparisons to wooden bats. Cedar Falls coach Jack Sully said that the way the ball comes off the new bats is very similar to what you see when batters use wood.
They still got a sweet spot that they say if you square it up in the sweet spot, it's going to jump. We have three guys that play in a spring wood bat league like most of these schools do around here. I've seen all three of those guys hit the ball out of the yard with wood. So those kind of guys, I think, are going to fare very well. 7, 8, 9, those guys maybe instead of hitting 250 to 350, 325, those guys are going to struggle a little bit more.
Denver, Iowa coach Brett Mathias says that he's joked with players about the new bats might as well be painted wood.
It hits exactly like wood. Now, some of the guys who square up the ball still hit with good velocity, but some of those guys that are used to the aluminum bat that weren't squaring it up, it will be a challenge for those guys to learn to square that ball up now.
So if the new bats are that similar to wooden ones, why not just mandate the use of wood bats? According to Waterloo West coach Corey Kelchin, it's a cost issue.
I don't know that it's feasible to do it, to be honest with you, just cost-wise. And we heard a guy from the National Federation talk about that. It's been in the conversation, but we would get such low-end wood at the high school level because all the top-end woods can go to the major league next to the college if they would switch. And if you put real cheap wood bats in the high school kids' hands, they're not going to last long, and it's just going to become really expensive. So I think these metal bats will do just fine.
While wooden bats would be less durable than the metal ones, Mathias said that at $300 to $400 each, the aluminum bats are pretty expensive, too. That is a check of sports brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.